friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the Rambam, if somebody cooks anyanta for goyim or for behema, or laniach l'chol, he doesn't get malchus because of hoil. Guests may come, but he's still over on an iser because he cooked anyantif. And lachem, you're only allowed to cook for Jews, not for anybody who's not Jewish. And the Lechem Mishnah writes, as we spoke out at length in the previous shiur, that it's that it has to be roi l'achilas adam, because if it wasn't roi l'achilas, because if guests may come, it has to be worthy of guests. But if you're coming mitam mitoch, that since it's mutter l'tzarech, it's also mutter shalol l'tzarech, then it doesn't have to be roi l'achilas adam. But the Rambam says dafka guests, so that means that it has to be roi l'achilas adam. But the question is, why does the Rambam not mention mitoch? The Rambam earlier on says mitoch. So why does mitoch work for us here? Since it's mutter l'tzarech, it's mutter shalol l'tzarech. So maybe the Rambam holds that lachem v'lo l'goyim, lachem v'lo l'klavim, ahadre l'lav kama. I don't know. It makes it that it's goes back to the original iser of not doing malach on yamtif, and therefore there's no mitoch. If not for lachem, it would be mutter because of mitoch. But now that it says lachem, there's no more heter. Aye, so if there's no more heter, because it's a hadre the surah kama, then how does he get around the malchus? Because of ha'oil. But this lachem puts it back in the original iser of not doing malacha on yamtif, even though it's an alava b'machal essay, but it now goes back to the original iser of not doing malacha because it's telling you that it's forbidden. Even alava b'machal essay now goes back into the original lav, and therefore the Rambam didn't come on to mitoch, because there is no mitoch here. After there's a lachem below l'goyim, there's no longer going to be a mitoch. And he asks on that, so the Gemara says that if you're shochet olos nedava b'yamtif, it's shalo alibi de beis hillel. That you get malchus, it's shalo alibi de beis hillel, because the beis hillel holds mitoch. But if you hold that a hadre l'sura kama, then even according to Beis Hillel, there's going to be malchus. Because now it's included in the original lav. And here there is no hoil to save the day by Olas Nedava. So why is Olas Nedava dafka? Why is Olas Nedava? You get malchus for shechting olas nedava daf according to Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. It's supposed to be according to Beis Hillel, even though Beis Hillel holds mitoch, but you have lechem v'lo l'gavoh. So that means hadur li sura kama. If it's hadur li sura kama, then the din should be that you get malchus. So if that's really pshat in the Rambam, that hadur li sura kama, how can the Gemara say that according to Beis Hillel, there's no malchus for shechting and olas nedava? No, lachem v'lo l'gavoah. Is that duri l'sura kama? It makes it a lav, and there should be malchus, and here there's no hoil. The Tosis answer is that we don't know aduri l'sura kama, but the Rambam is muchach, it seems, that it is aduri l'sura kama. And that's why the Rambam doesn't mention anything here about mitoch. Because hadur li sura kama in mele, there is no mitoch. Once we say hadur li sura kama, there's no mitoch. There's no mitoch shishul atzorach ut shanam shishul atzorach, because now it's usur, just like any melach is usur in yamtif. And the only thing that saves from malchus is that the guests may come, but it's still this lav of amachal essay brings it back to the original lav according to the Rambam. But again, if it brings it back in the original lav according to the Rambam, then why does Beis Hillel say that there's no malchus for shochet olos nedava b'yamtif? There should be adur li sura kama. even though they hold of mitoch, but lachem b'lo legavoa, and that's not really surakama. So again, Tosis answers that self-self, it's not adurili surakama, but if the Rambam holds it's adurili surakama, then how's he going to deal with Beis Hillel and the Gemara? That's the cast in a nutshell. So Rav Mizrachi says the following teretz, that the lashon of the Rambam is, in the first parak of Chesed Lachit Gimel, Ein ofen uvash lem yomtu kedei lahachil kusim al klavim, shenem bahu levadi yaseh lachem, lachem lo leklavim, lachem lo lekusim, lachem lo leklavim. You're not allowed to cook for goyim or lahavdil dogs, because it's only lachem for you, but not for anybody else, only for Jews. So pashtus is that this iser was shayich, even in a case where there's no malchus. Why? When there's hoil. So it must be that the iser of lab avam b'chlal esay of lachem is not mushba from the din of hoil. So that's a big yisod. That we see here that a person is over on a lab avam b'chlal esay, even though there's hoil. Hoil doesn't impact this lab avam b'chlal esay of cooking it not for Jews. But we have to understand, why shouldn't hoil help? Hoil means that it's as if it was cooked for a Jew. The guest may come, so it's as if the guest came, and memela, you cooked it for a Jew. So why do you say it's like you cook it for a Jew? So it's muchrach that the isur akam and the isur of lechem v'lo legavor are fundamentally different isurim. First of all, different than yin malchus, right? Isur akam gets malchus, the original isur of not doing melacha yom tov, and lechem v'lo legavor doesn't give you malchus. But they're also different in so far as that the isur akama depends on whether or not it's ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh, if it's defined as food, then mutter, not ochel nefesh, aser. And even the mitoch shehutra shelo tzarech, hutra shami shelo tzarech, is also because it starts out being ochel nefesh. So once it's ochel nefesh, so it's also shelo tzarech, but it has to start out that this melach is done for ochel nefesh. So the geder of the isur kama is that it's not ochel nefesh. If it's ochel nefesh, then it's not included in the isur kama. The geder of the lava b'mechal essay was not about the tavshil itself, the food. Is the food ochel nefesh? But rather, it's not about the food, it's about the person. Why did the person do this maisa? The etzem ha-maisa is koveya. Not the letzorech food. Toshu letzorech food, it's about the nami shelo letzorech food. There the food is what's koveya. Here the maisa is koveya. Was it done for you, or was it done for Jews, or was it done for lagavoa? Was it done le-le-le-le-akum, etc.? That's the iser. So these are two fundamentally different issues. So once we say that, it's already pashut now, right? That you can't say that it's adurili surakama. Even the Rambam is not going to hold that it's adurili surakama. You only say adurili surakama when it's the same gather. The lechem lo gavoa has to be the same gather as surakama, but it's not. It's two different gedarim. And if it's lo adurili surakama, so memela makes a whole lot of sense that according to Beis Hillel, there's going to be no malchus for the iser of shechting and olas nedava. So you're right, it's lechem b'lo legavoa, it's lechem b'lo legavoa, but it's not adurili surakam. And therefore there's no malchus according to Beis Hillel. So let's explain more that this chiddush of hoil, even if it was, it's if it was done letzorech, that's only at kam shenogea dabar latavshil lemafe. So if the orchim come, so we say then in the end it has its tzorech. In the end it has its tzorech. It was done for the needs of the orchim. That was what was mischadish, that because of hoil, it's as if they're now orchim. And that solves the malchus problem of the isur akama, because the isur akama is totally in the tavshil. So this tavshil wasn't made for these orchim. And then if in the end the orchim come, then we say that the tavshil was made for the orchim. So that solves the malchus of the isur akama. But not when we talk about lachem b'lo le, right? Lachem b'lo le gavor, lachem b'lo le akum, lachem b'lo le klovim. In such a case, it's talking about the maisa of the gavra. If the maisa is a maisa of a fee or bishul that was done for Akum, etc., and not lachem, that's the gufa iser. That's a completely different geder. Not about the tavshil. And therefore the hoil is not going to impact that. The hoil impacts the surakama. Since guests may come, so it saves you from the malchus. But hoil doesn't impact lachem. Why doesn't hoil impact lachem? Hoil doesn't impact lachem because it doesn't matter what happens later. Right now, it was like a vo, it wasn't lachem. So the whole havamina that there should be a heter of mitoch is only when we thought that lachem is the same geder as the surakama. So from the surakama you have a mitoch. So when we talk about the cooking for Akum, when the Rambam says that it's usher to cook for Akum, what was the kasha of the Lechem Mishnah? Let's say mitoch. And then what does he say? He says there is no mitoch. Why is there no mitoch? Because it's included in the Isura Kama. And therefore there's no mitoch. Because once it wasn't lachem, so now it's included in the Isura Kama, there's no mitoch. That's if we say that it's included in the Isura Kama. That's before we got to the Hoyel. What does the Hoyel teach us? Hoyel says he doesn't get Malkus because of Hoyel. And what does that tell us? That the Lava B'Machalese of Lachem is different than the Isura Kama. Because we have an Isur Mechudosh of a Maisa that's not Lachem. And in this Isur Mechudosh, there's no Mitoch. When it comes to the Isura Kama, there's sometimes a Mitoch. Say that if a bishul is a mutter litzarech, it's also mutter shalol litzarech. But when it comes to lachem, there's never going to be a mitoch. Why? Because you see, hoel doesn't impact it. Why? Because the gather of the iser is different. Because we say lachem, and hoel doesn't help us. Hoel doesn't remove that because it wasn't lachem. Since it wasn't lachem, hoel helps us for the isur kama, but hoel doesn't help us. Hoel helps us for the lav that you're not allowed to do malacha. But hoel, guests may come, so then you cooked for nobody. You didn't cook for anybody. You did a malacha, and in the end, guests may come. You cooked, let's say, and the end guests may come, so that solves the Isura Kama. Because it turns out that this tavshil was for somebody. But you see that the hoil that this for somebody doesn't help us with the lachem. Why? Because lachem is a different gather. What's the gather lachem if it wasn't for you? It doesn't matter what happens later. And therefore hoil doesn't help. And if hoil doesn't help, you see that it's a different gather than the Isura Kama. You can't say now that it's the same category as the original Isser. So we wanted to say in the Rambam originally that Lachem Hadre Li Isura Kama. But that's telling the Geder Isser of Lachem. If it's different than the Isura Kama, then how can you say that it's a Hadre Li Isura Kama? It's a completely different Geder. So before the Rambam told us about Hoil that patters us from Malkus, so we said in this case where he cooked for a guy, Hoil patters you from Malkus. So let's employ Mitoch over here. So we said no Mitoch, because a Hadre Li Isura Kama. Before we get to the fact that Malkus patters you from, before we get to the fact that Hoil patters you from Malchus, so let's say Mitoch. Why don't we matter when he cooks? Why don't we matter when he cooks for a guy? Because of Mitoch. So what do we want to say? We wanted to say no, you can't say that, because Ahadre li sura kama. It goes back to the original Isser, and therefore there is no Mitoch. That's what you could have said originally. The reason there's no mitoch is because Ahadre li sura kama. And therefore you can't say mitoch. But if that's true, then that's originally what originally we could have said. But then once you have Hoil, what does Hoil tell us? Hoil tells you that there's no Malchus because of Hoil, and yet he still has the Lava Bamachlal essay. So it must be that this Lachem is an Isser Mechudish. The moment the Hoil works for A and it doesn't work for B, it means that A and B are fundamentally different. That's why Hoil works for A and doesn't work for B. So yeah, Hoil works for the fact that he did Malacha and Yamta for the Isura Kama, but Hoil doesn't work for the Lachem. So what does that show us? That shows us that it's not a Hadre L'Isura Kama. It's not going back to the original Isser. They're two different categories. So now we understand the Rambam. The Rambam's telling us that he cooks for a guy, he cooks for a behema, cooks l'chol. There's no Malchus. Why is there no Malchus? Because of Hoil. And Hoil takes care of the Isura Kama. Guests may come. So it turns out that this Tavshil was really the Tzarech. That this Tavshil was cooked for a good reason. Because guests may come. But Hoil does not help us remove the Lava B'Mechlal Essay. Since it doesn't help us remove the Lava B'Mechlal Essay, it must be the Lava B'Mechlal Essay is different than the Isura Kama. So if the Rambam says he's still over on the fact that he cooked L'Goyim, because this Lachem is a different category, but this Lachem makes the Lava B'Mechlal Essay. But he's just not getting Malchus because Orchim came. So this Lachem teaches us, this Hoil teaches us that Lo Hadre Li Sura Kama. So the Lecha Mishnah writes that the Rambam holds that Ram Svirle de Lachem, but all the goyim, but all the clavim, Mahadre Lav Kama. It's going back to the original Lav. Vimkein is Batel Tam Mitoch. Therefore, there's no Mitoch if it's going back to the original Lav. The Vadai, the Ilo Asa Lachem, have a Mutter Mitam Mitoch. If not for the Lachem, it would be Mutter Alts Mitoch. Avahash the Kasa, Mahadre Li Surei. But now it's Aser. So we wanted to be Matur at Mitzad Mitoch. The Ram says, no. There's no Hatter Alts Mitoch. Why? Because the Lecha Mishnah says, because Ahadre li Isura Kama. Once it's Ahadre li Isura Kama, then there's going to be no Heter of Mitoch. And once Ahadre li Isura Kama, we need Hoil to get you out of the Malchus. But there's still going to be an Isser Aseh here. But in addition to that, there's also going to be a Lab, Ahadre li Isura Kama. But again, if Ahadre li Isura Kama, then why, according to Beis Hillel, is there no Malchus for a Shochet Ola B'Yomtiv? Teretz. Because really, it wasn't a Hadre Li Sura Kama. And how do you know it wasn't a Hadre Li Sura Kama? Because Hoil applies to one and not the other. And therefore, Mitzad, the Lav, guests may come. So therefore, he's saved from the Lav. but Hoil doesn't help him with the guest may come doesn't help him with the Hoil. Why? Because here the Isser is the Etzem Maisa Bishul. So what happens later doesn't matter. Oh, must be it's a different gether. Must be it's a different gether. It's not a Hadrei L'Isur HaKama. So if it's not a Hadrei L'Isur HaKama, you see you have the Lava B'Machal Essay, and you just don't have the Los Essay anymore because of the Hoil. But you still have the Lava B'Machal Essay. And if that's true, then so it's not a Hadrei L'Isur HaKama, and therefore, Lachem B'Lo L'Gavoa, Beisham Eitaka Hoz, there's no Malkus. Because it wasn't a Hadrei L'Isur, yes, there's an Lava B'Machal Essay, but there's no Hadrei L'Isur HaKama, according to Beis Hillel. And it could be that that's Taka the what the Lecha Mishnah means. Umitoch shehutra lav zeh. In other words, since you have a hoil on the chi of Malkus of the Isser Kama, so mele that's muchach, that the Isser that remains with Lechem velo le can't be a hadre, because a different gedder, since hoil applies to one and not the other. There is no Ahadre. If there's no Ahadre, then it makes sense that according to Beis Hillel, there's no Malkus. Kevin the Shayach time of the Hoel b'chol makom mitoch shehutra labze b'chol makom mishum time of the Hoel hutra nami hacha afagav the leka hachi vein over achanam ermina the ain over umitoch shehutra labze b'chol makom mishum time of the Hoel mishum achi vadi de lo lucky lekach amar daasi de lo kabeis Hillel. So again, the Lashon is Magumgam, as the Mefarish there explains. But it could be he's saying that since there's Hoil, that shows you that the Gedder is a different Gedder. Hoil tells us he doesn't get Malkus. Memela, it's not a Hadrei L'Isur HaKama. If it's not a Hadrei L'Isur HaKama, there's no Malkus according to Beis Hillel. And I hope that was clear, and there's a lot more to say about this Sugya, and we hope to get to it, but in the meantime, we've seen Baruch Hashem the flow is Mitaras Hashem. Now we understand Rambam that once you have Lachem Velola Gavoa, Lachem Velola Kusim, Lachem Velola Behema, so that's not a Hadrei L'Isur HaKama. Doesn't go back to original Lissa. The way we know that is because there's a Hoil that works for one, doesn't work for the other. It works for the lav, but it doesn't work for the lav b'machal essay of for you and not for lachem below le. That shows you that it's a different gather. And if it's a different gather, emele, you can't say that once there's a lachem, it goes back to the hadrei l'isur HaKama. And therefore, it works out beautifully with Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel is going to hold that there's no malchus because there's no hadrei l'isur HaKama. When you shecht in olas nedava, there's no hoil. But there's going to be no Malkus because it's not a Hadrei L'Isur HaKama. And the Rambam here says, "Yimavashel b'yom tov l'kusim ola behema l'nich l'chol." You don't get Malkus. Why not? Because shilu bo lo orchem hayoso tav shiroi lem. There's a hoil, but the hoil only helps in the lav, but the hoil doesn't help on the lav of a mechlal essay. And you can't put the lav abam mechlal essay back in the category of the lav. Because you see that it's a different geder mitzad the hoil. Because hoil applies to one, it doesn't apply to the other. Therefore, you can't give malchus after you have the lav abam mechlal essay, you can't give the malchus. And say beseder. So there's no... by an olas nedava, you can't say beseder. So there's no orchem may come. Since this is no orchem may come, so it's back in the original category of being alive. No, it's not in the original category of being alive, because here the etzem mice is what's usher. So it's a different geder. So once the etzem mice is usher and it's a different geder than the lav, which is mitzad the tavshil itself. So it doesn't go back into the original category, and therefore, Beis Hillel is not going to be Mechayev Malkus for shechting an olas nedava. Normally, Beis Hillel is matir mitzad mitoch. But here there is no mitoch because it's lachem b'lo legavoa. But we don't say there's no mitoch because there's lachem b'lo legavoa, and therefore there's hadri l'isura kama. No, no, no. It doesn't go back to this. There's lachem b'lo legavoa. So you have an isser esse. It still agrees in isser esse, but not that it goes back into the original isser. So you have to give a different gather because see, whole applies to one, whole doesn't apply to the other because one the isser is the etzem mice, the other the isser is the tafshil. So, Mirtz Hashem, hopefully in the future we'll talk about this more. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.